The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
AboveTopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Zed Show. This is the podcast which is not hosted from the center of the universe. And now, here he is, everyone's favorite super modulator and super moderator, the first wizard of Above Top Secret, Zed.
Well, here we are once again. This is the Big Ten Show. And today I'm not sacrificing inequality. I'm not going to do it. So I'm going to leave all the large megabit file all together because I'm going to play some PodSafe music, some other stuff, and I'm trying some new hardware, new software, and I don't know. I'm just going to leave it. Anyway, I did read an article that was kind of interesting recently on Wired News. It talked about pod fading taking its toll on the podcasting world, and pod fading, interesting term, but what they said was only one in five podcasters reach their 10th show. So, since I was at number 9, just for you, I thought I'd go the extra step and get this Big Ten show out. So, stick around. We're going to have some cool stuff, and there you have it.
6'5", 265 pounds of angry ex-linebacker. His daddy toughened him up with a strap. The law called it child abuse and assault. His daddy called it discipline. That discipline helped make Perry Dossie a violent wrecking ball of a linebacker, a football legend, and a pain-dealing machine. But when the football stopped, the violence didn't. Perry has spent his whole life trying to break the cycle of violence to become a better man than his father. He told himself to control his anger, his paranoia, and his powerful rage. But the voices are telling him something else. When the infection hits, Perry has only 1 week to live. The only question is, how many people is he taking with him?
Infection is the horrifying new podcast novel by me, Scott Sigler, author of Ancestor and Earthcore. Infection drops March 11th, so sign up now at scottsigler.podshow.com or subscribe directly at feeds.feedburner.com/Scott Sigler.
The infection kills you slowly if the cure doesn't kill you first.
Latest news.
Well, some interesting websites I wanted to bring your way just real quick. One is a website by the U.S. military targeting kids to join the military. It's all done in Flash. It's quite something. Anyway, check it out. It's whatamigonnadonext.com, and I'll link that in the show notes in the thread for sure. The other one is for all you news posting junkies. Website is tinyurl.com, and you can take one of those long URLs like you get from Yahoo News or MSN News, put it in there, hit submit, and they'll kick you back a special URL. It's a small one, obviously, tiny, and you'll be able to use that in your news postings, and it might just help you out. I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting site. I wanted to get into a couple quick audio clips from some podcasts that I heard outside the ATS realm recently that I really enjoyed, so I thought I'd bring them your way. I saw a post, regarding the Presidential Weekly Radio Address, which I do download and listen to since I've got my iPod, and I don't ever turn on the radio anymore. It's kind of crazy, but the first website that I found I really enjoyed was weeklyradioaddress.com, and if you haven't heard that, they have a great person on there that does a fantastic Bush impersonation, and you'll get some great little clips like this.
And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
This is the Vice President. Fellow citizens, the President has graciously allowed me to speak to you this morning with respect to the events earlier this week. As a seasoned sportsman, of course, I comply with the Hunter's Code. In other words, a good hunter doesn't kill anything he doesn't eat. He hunts to feed his family. The hunting party and I plan to have a dinner of slow-roasted quail Saturday evening at the ranch. But as you know, I bagged a bigger game. I shot Mr. Whittington in the neck and chest area, and I followed the trail of blood and finished him off with a clean shot to the face. For dinner, I had a thigh, grilled. The meat was not as tender as I would have liked. A bit old, but Chef evidently took a mallet to it and basted it in herb wine barbecue sauce. And as I understand it, it was then topped with fresh jalapeno and garlic. Gave it a southwestern flavor. It was quite good. Of course, my thoughts and prayers go out to Mr. Whittington's family. No family should have to endure the pain of knowing their loved one has been shot in the face, field-dressed, cleaned, butchered, and then eaten, with a side of baked beans and longhorn cheddar biscuits. I will say that if it is any consolation to them, their loved one was quite delicious. Thank you for listening.
For a complete archive of the President's weekly addresses, visit weeklyradioaddress.com.
Highly encourage that website, and actually, that was obviously a vice presidential clip, but their Bush impersonator is pretty damn fantastic, I gotta say. So that's one of the sites I recommend. Another one that recently started podcasting their short little clips just like that is TheOnion.com. And if you haven't been there, The Onion is a great news parody website, and you're gonna hear fun stuff like this.
Bush defends U.S. baby monitoring program. It's The Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Parents and lawyers are responding with outrage over the National Security Agency's disclosure that the Bush administration has been recording and evaluating data obtained from U.S. baby monitors. President Bush says the government program is vital to keeping America safe and that he has done nothing illegal.
We need to know if these babies are fussy, choking, or being radicalized by enemies of freedom.
The program supporters say if babies have nothing to hide, why are parents so upset about agents listening intently to their every waking and sleeping sound? Good question. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
That's a great one. I love The Onion news parodies that they put out on the podcast, so those are fantastic. I guess some other news. I don't know if anybody watches the show Firefly. Watched it on, the original run, I think, was on Fox, and then it was on, it's been on Sci-Fi Channel. They only did the one season, but it spurred the major motion picture Serenity. And actually, if you go to their website, and of course, I'll have a link in the show notes, but they're looking to push the envelope, and they want to get people to sign up. And depending on how many people sign up, they're hoping to push a second season out. And in this season, they actually want to do something completely new. They want to have it each episode available for purchase. And you would be able to get those in standard or high definition. And you could get them in different playback options, such as a monthly DVD delivery, TV on demand using your cable or satellite provider, or through the computer with streaming downloads. So they've really got some great ideas there, and I'll put that link in there so you can go sign up if you're a Firefly fan. I thought I might as well bring that to you anyway. Oh, let's see what else I have here. Another little clip to play.
Charges that are being made against ATS don't hold water, and I'd like to point out that the staff does what the staff will do, and the staff at ATS is not perfect. They make mistakes. We see evidence of this all the time, but you know what? By and large, and again, the overwhelming preponderance of the evidence I see is that the staff of ATS is what they represent themselves as being, and that they really are interested in just running the site as best they can and giving us a forum in which we can deny ignorance. There's no sinister agenda behind that. You know, people, they're trying to make all this money off of ad revenues and stuff like that. I hope so, but you know what? You look at how much bandwidth this site consumes. I'd be surprised. I'm hoping, just for sustainability, that they do get some kind of profit off
it. It's a lot of bandwidth.
Seriously, if you look at what these guys actually do on this, this is not their day job. I think you'll find that money is not the reason for this. There are much better ways to make money than running ATS. I'm retired. I know about that, okay? If you want to make money, sure, maybe you could go the ATS route, but you're doing it only because you like this kind of work. But getting back to this whole thing. So anyway, I'm looking at all this, stuff about ATS and people making all these assumptions about the motives of the staff of ATS and making all kinds of unfair claims about the ATS community. And I'm a member of the ATS community. So when someone says, those people over on ATS, well, hey, you're talking about me, and if you want to talk about me, that's fine, but you know what? At least have the cojones to come to ATS and talk to me in person.
Well, of course, that was magic, and somewhere in the 480 hours of podcast time that Magic's put onto the website, I found that little clip in there fairly recently in one of his threads. Anyway, I don't even remember which one. Sorry, Magic. I know it's out there. But I thought it was a really good point. It's funny how, you know, people just come on and, you know, we're the Nazis, we're the bad guys, the people that are running ATS, the staff or the administrators. And I mean, come on, it's a website just like any other website. They above Top Secret's got to pay dues. You know, there's four servers. Trust me, I work in the web business. I know servers are expensive. You got servers, you've got support, you've got backups going on. And to have four of them, I mean, you're at a minimum, you're probably looking in the $400 per server range. But chances are it's even more than that, depending on you know, what the servers got in and what kind of processor, what kind of hard drive space that it has. So, you know, and then you've got to add in other things like a standard backup plan and an uptime service level agreement. I mean, there's so much stuff that goes into it. So, I mean, it's a hefty price tag per month. And where's that coming from? That's coming from the admin's pockets, you know, the owners. They're paying for that. So, yeah, if we're running some Google ads and they're actually making some money back to actually pay for the site, I don't see what the harm is. I know there's been, you know, at some time, there's probably some extra money made. Where's that going? I'm seeing iPod giveaways. We've had donations going to a reading literacy program. And, you know, there's been charitable contributions. So, anything towards the staff is, you know, pretty unfounded when you don't know us. And sure, I could be a government NSA agent, I don't know, whatever. But, you know, I think a lot of the allegations are just completely crazy. But I don't know. I guess you look at our pool of people that we're dealing with, they're conspiracists. So they turn the tables on us now and then. But that was a good little rant by Magic, so I just had to put it in. I guess before I get out of here for this section, what else? I had something else. Maybe I'll play that later. So let's just go into some PodSafe music and wake it up for a Friday afternoon. Set it ain't never. Yeah, that should wake it up. From the PodSafe Music Network, that is Planet of Women, and their song Waking Up the Neighborhood. So check them out. I know, I don't think they've got the whole purchase set up on the PodSafe Music Network yet, but just in case you don't know, it's music.podshow.com, and soon they'll have the purchase ability set up, and you'll be able to buy some of those killer tunes.
Amazing Threads.
Some good stuff that I've seen around. Let's see. First, I'm going to play a clip from a podcast thread I heard recently, and there was a few people in it. Let's play.
Good evening. This is How Much Is the Doggy? And this is AboveTopSecret.com. And tonight, I'm coming to you from the AboveTopSecret.com conspiracy forum. And the topic I'd like to talk to you tonight about is belief. We're not talking about religious beliefs. We're talking about belief, the general concept of believing someone. I mean, what do you believe and why do you believe it? And this is something that's very, very integral to AboveTopSecret.com, because every day we hear the most outrageous claims that most people would dismiss out of hand, and
absolutely
we choose
true
to believe them or dismiss them or try to disprove them every day.
This is Benevolent Heretic at AboveTopSecret.com. Today I'm talking about what I believe. Thank you, How Much Is the Doggy? That was a very interesting podcast to listen to. As far as what I believe, I usually have to discover some kind of credibility for me to even consider believing something. I live pretty much in an agnostic view of most things. Not just about a belief in God, but about everything that I come across. And in fact, the more I go along, the less and less I believe in a God, because it just doesn't make logical sense to me at all. And that's something that I also draw on, credibility and logic. I'm big on logic. So if it doesn't make sense to me, I'm not likely to believe it, unless I experience it myself, which is a whole different thing.
Really interesting thread, talking about belief. And it reminded me, I ran across an article on the web, and it was titled, To Believe or Not to Believe in Conspiracy Theories. And it was a new article, actually, and came from an Australian website, I think. And it basically said, are we seeing an increase in the amount of conspiracy theories, and how do we determine if we should believe them? And it was put together by Dr. Stephen Clark from the Center for Applied Philosophy and Professional Ethics with Charles Stewart University. And what he said was there's an increased amount of conspiracy theories circulating due to the internet. He actually said, quote here, they seem to be increasing. The internet has made it faster for people to exchange ideas and contact one another. Groups of conspiracy theorists now interact in a way they couldn't before. There is a whole heap of television shows that bring up conspiracy theories all the time. Famously, the show The X-Files seems to introduce a conspiracy every week. It's definitely something that has been in the public eye for the last 10 years or so, end quote. So I thought it was pretty interesting, just the fact of how we do communicate nowadays with the internet, our belief system, and that pod thread kind of just linked into that. So I'll put the link to the article I found in the show notes and obviously to the pod thread as well. And I encourage you to check that out and, I don't know, take a minute and think about that. Going on to some other great stuff, you know, finger pointer. Put something out there in the, I think, Magic's Project Serpo thread. And this has to be one of the best songs I'd heard on Above Top Secret period. I don't know. I've heard a lot of good ones, a lot of great artists out there, and I apologize. I haven't heard everything out there, so I'm not the best authority, but I thought this was fantastic.
Everybody play the game of Serpo.
Finger pointer.
ATS, lovetopseeker.com, and our membership.
Serpo! Serpo! Serpo!
I wasn't expecting this question, and I should have been. So let me just compose myself very rapidly. All I can say is that it's not real to me. Because what we're talking about is we're talking about the visit of 12 American astronauts to another planet nearly 40 light years away in 1965 from 1978. I'm really not in a position to be born on this. It's been a real pleasure to be part of the Above Top Secret Forum.
Serpo! Serpo! Serpo!
I'm afraid I don't know the answer to that question.
Ringside!
Could it begin a hoax?
Easily.
Then one day on the internet, Bill Ryan showed the way. The Serbians took our soldiers home to see how their kids play. In the Serpo, in the Serpo, in the Serpo, in the Serpo, and they posed with pride.
It's not the same, I'm sorry.
Puny Earthlings, you cannot stop boasting to me. I am Serpo.
Because of the combination of very intelligent people, skeptical by nature, yet very open-minded and willing to listen, but when you do present it, you better back it up. And I think that the guys involved in this have caught that. And I bet you we just never see any pictures.
It sounds the same. I'm sorry.
That's awesome. That was an awesome mix. I loved it. And I'm just going to have to keep that handy. Play that whenever I feel like it.
Conspiracy Corner.
Well, what's on the conspiracy front for today? You know, the Serpo thing has really been dominating, and the other thing, obviously, the 9/11 stuff has been dominating the threads, I think. That's been kind of what I see out there. So let's break it down. I think we'll look at 9/11 today. Seems to be that there's a few main conspiracies out there, or theories rather, for the whole conspiracy, and I think there's four or five different ones that I can kind of pin down. The first one seems to be that there were no suicidal Islamic hijackers. That's number one. So people are saying that there were no hijackers, that the government did, in fact, do the whole thing, radio-controlled planes, whatever. And that's how the towers were brought down, the Pentagon strike. They did away with all the passengers. They flew them someplace secret, and they were all killed off behind the scenes. And it was all for an incredible grab to power and all that kind of stuff. One of the second theories that I seem to see a lot of, and this one is almost probably one of the heavier theories, most often kind of pushed out there, I guess, is that that explosives and not airplanes actually brought down the World Trade Center towers. And that kind of goes not so much with the Pentagon. The Pentagon, from what I can see on Above Top Secret, most people seem to want to hit the angle of you know, small plane or a missile or something like that was used. But with the World Trade Center, definitely that theory number two is, you know, people used explosives and or the government used explosives. Somebody got in, they wired up the whole place. They had it all planned. Of course, you have to forget about the fact that, you know, there were planes in the air. I don't know if it was coordinated with the whole plane effort or whatever, but that seems to be the second kind of real popular theory out there, I think. The third big theory, I think, is that maybe Al-Qaeda did do all the terrorist attacks, but the government knew about it and let it happen, and either had trained Al-Qaeda and or the operatives and let the whole thing happen, knew it was going to happen, helped support it in some way, or maybe didn't support it, but they just knew about it. They let it happen because they wanted to use those events of 9/11 for some terrorist, to put through the Patriot Act versus terrorists' ideals or whatever. They wanted to use it to spawn the war on terrorism. So that's kind of one of the third major angles of it. And the fourth one would be, of course, the Pentagon one, the big Pentagon strike that American Airlines 77 never crashed into the Pentagon, that it was a small plane, that it was a missile. I kind of covered that earlier. That's kind of the fourth major theory out there. And I guess the last one would be that Al-Qaeda didn't do it. The government didn't do it. Somebody else did it. And there's just too much about the whole matter that we don't know, too many inconsistencies, but somebody clearly did it. They don't believe that Osama bin Laden really had anything to do with it. They don't really believe the government had anything to do with it. They just believe that, you know, the events actually happened, somebody coordinated it, and we still don't know who it is. So those are kind of the five big theories that I see out there. And, of course, give me your feedback. I've got a new email address, actually. It's zedd.ats@gmail.com. So you can send your feedback there if you want. You can U2U me if you're on the above top secret domains. And let me know if I was accurate on those five theories. So it'd be interesting. Of course, there is a sixth one out there, but then that involves David Icke, and I think that involves aliens and reptilians, and I don't know what else, and that's just that's a little too much for me. I don't think I'm going to go there. So, in order to cut this show to the 30 or so minutes, not sacrifice quality, we're going to call it quits on the Big Ten, and I'll see you back here again 1 week's time or less. Have a good one. I'm out.
You've been listening to The Zed Show, hosted by AboveTopSecret.com. When it comes to podcasting, set your iTunes to feeds from AboveTopSecret.com and accept no substitutes.